friends were at that party, and I just knew I was going to end up there. I did not want to drink, yet the party was like a magnet. I was full of fear as I ran across the street to a pay telephone. I called my sponsor, but there was no answer. Panic set in as I ran home. In the house, I went into my bedroom and sat on the side of the bed. I looked up and said these words, "Well, buddy, I guess there's just you and me." Believe it or not, it worked. Those simple words worked. Something happened. A little peace came over me. Anxiety left, and then I lay down and fell asleep. I slept well that night, the first good sleep in a long time. That feeble request to God worked. I was honest and really wanted God's help. From that day on, I knew that I had found a higher power and that He would help me. Over the next few months, my life slowly began to change as I worked on step one of our recovery program. I listened to speakers and began a big book study with an older member. In Mi'kmaq folklore, there are little people we call Bugaladimujas. They live in the mountains, but they often sneak into our homes to play tricks on us, usually at night so we won't see them. When I noticed that chapter 4 of the big book, We Agnostics, had appeared to change, I told AA members that the Bugaladimujas were fooling around with my big book. You know what? They are still at it today. I now understand that the spiritual malady should be my main concern, and that the more faith I have, the fewer problems I will have. Today, I have more faith than I ever had, and as my faith grows, my fears lessen.